since February 27th, there has been new leadership atop the Michigan Republican Party. Christina Caramo, it was ruled by a Kent County court, was ousted effectively in a legal meeting by the GOP leadership. Pete Hoekstra was the new chairperson. But when you look at the MyGOP.org website, you can't find Pete anywhere. We found him, though, and he's at the other end of our live line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad you were able to find me. Thank you.
Well, you know, looking at the website, I click on leadership. I would expect under normal times to see your picture there, but I see the vice chairs, district chairs, others. Who's running your website?
I believe some individuals still connected to the Christina Caramo era.
And why is that? And is that not a violation of the February 27th order that ordered her to vacate?
Well, I'm a marketing guy. I'm not a we keep moving forward. It's frustrating, okay?
Yeah.
The judge was very, very clear. Turn over all the materials and everything to Pete, the new team, and those types of things. And obviously 2 months later, that still has not happened. I don't like to pay lawyers. Lawyers are expensive, but sometimes you need to employ them. Our lawyers are going to begin putting a very aggressive push on this morning to get access to the materials that are rightfully ours, to get the passwords, the codes, and those types of things. So we're expecting that once the folks who still are hanging on to those materials start getting the letters from our attorneys and potentially from the courts, that they will turn this stuff over. But, you know, the good thing is we just keep moving forward. We're getting our message out, not as effectively as what we would like, but it's getting out there. People recognize that there is a change and that we are focused on one thing. The new group is focused on winning elections in November. That is what political parties are supposed to do. We're just a little hamstrung right now in putting that in place. But, hey, we're going to get it done.
You got missing computers as well, don't you, Pete? Like $113,000 worth?
Yeah. The reports indicate that Ms. Caramo and her team bought $113,000 worth of computers and technology. At this point in time, we have not located that equipment, whether it's gone, where it is. That's another thing that we have to find out. It's very, very clear that these other folks are not focused on, like what I said, winning elections, moving the Republican brand, getting our message out to every voter. We think Michigan's a huge opportunity for us. We win Michigan. Donald Trump is the next president. We have a U.S. senator who is a Republican. We take back the state house. That's all out there in front of us, and these folks are not making it any easier. But again, we've got great people who are working on this, and it will get done.
Let me ask you a question about just nationally the story that came out that money donated nationally goes to first Mr. Trump's campaign, then the Save America PAC, and then the rest to the RNC. If someone's donating locally, would the money go to that PAC to help with his legal bills? Where would the money go?
Well, it depends on who they're donating to. You can donate to each of those organizations. If you go to Win Red, Michigan Republican Party, that money goes to the state party and those types of things. The money is, I don't think the RNC has made a decision, and I'm not even sure the Trump campaign has made a decision how much, if any, of that money will be used for legal fees and those types of things. I'm encouraging people donate legally. WinRed one of the websites that we've gotten control of. So we've gotten some victories, not as many as we'd like, but we've gotten some.
So it's just WinRed. What is the actual website, just so people know?
I think it's WinRed, and it's you go there and you look for Michigan GOP.
Got it.
The recent trip to Florida by Michigan GOP leaders to meet with the members of the Trump campaign team, And, you know, that really kind of suggests a concerted effort to kind of strategize for this upcoming election. What were some of those strategies you guys talked about, especially regarding plans of winning votes in Metro Detroit?
Well, I mean, we're going to go out and we're going to ask for the votes, okay? You're not going to get a vote unless you ask for it. Even the head of the UAW has indicated that a lot of his members are not going to vote for Joe Biden. Why? Because of electric vehicles. You know, electric vehicles require 40% less labor to assemble and manufacture than the internal combustion engine. But more importantly, people don't want electric vehicles, but the Biden administration, the Whitmer administration, they're forcing that solution on us. It's kind of like, let consumers choose. So we're going to go after the auto workers. We're going to go after the minority vote, and talk about what's good for Michiganders. We're going to talk about the Biden record, EVs, inflation, the border, and you go right down the list. And this is an issue set that is tailor-made for Donald Trump and for Republicans, okay, on each of these issues. Polls overwhelmingly show a total dissatisfaction with the Biden agenda, and they're ready to embrace an American agenda. You know, the president introduced a budget last week. Michigan gas prices are sky high. What does he have in his budget? More taxes on fossil fuel. What does that mean? It means the average person driving around Michigan is going to be paying even more for gas if President Biden's agenda is implemented. And that oil and gas is not going to be produced in the United States. We're buying it from Venezuela. We're buying it from everywhere except the U.S. And so, you know, we're going to bring the key thing is we're going to bring this message out. We're going to do it with our state and local leaders. But more importantly, Donald Trump has also said Michigan will be a priority for him personally, and he will visit here often.
I did check it, Pete. It's winred.com. You do have to click on Michigan, but your state party tag is there. Thanks for being with us. Have a great morning.